Hello, welcome to the AI Ireland podcast. I'm your host, Mark Kelly, founder of AI Ireland. In today's show, we're speaking with Dr. Pepijn van der Veen, senior lecturer in the Department of Electronic and Computer Engineering, Faculty of Science and Engineering at the University of Limerick. Very welcome to the show, Pep.
Thank you very much, Mark. Thank you very much for having me on.
It's great to have you on. For those that don't know, would you mind giving us a bit of an overview about UL and specifically the Masters in AI?
Of course I can, Mark, and of course I am I'm biased, but I believe that UL's online Masters in AI is a groundbreaking Masters program that covers a large part of modern machine learning. I believe it's groundbreaking because every module on the program was designed from scratch based on the needs identified by our industry partners, who are the employers of our students, but also because we have embraced a fully online delivery module, including four assessments and exams. Such delivery is completely different from the more traditional face-to-face delivery that we would normally do. And of course, with COVID, this is an issue that has become painfully clear over the last year. COVID has allowed us to compare our approach, which is based on collaborative learning in small groups led by specially trained moderators, to the more traditional translations of face-to-face to online delivery. And of course, this is not a fair comparison by any means, as we have had the time and the resources to prepare our modules on this program for fully online delivery. But for us, it's a great way of showing that online delivery can be very advantageous if guided by the right principles.
Pep, if we take a step back, how did the Masters actually come about in AI?
This is really a story that Professor John Nelson should tell. He was the University of Limerick academic who was responsible for pushing the program together with our partners. But I can tell you, this was one of the quickest programs in terms of time from conception to realization. ICT SkillNet, who have played a very positive and important role in the program and continue to do so, they put out a tender for this program at the end of 2017. We started the program in September 2018. So the spring and summer of 2018 were a very busy time, as you can imagine. I can vividly remember John asking me, as module leader of the first module on the program, if I would be okay with changing the target numbers from 50 to 100. There was such a pent-up demand for the program that we felt it was necessary to double the numbers. You can imagine the extra pressure that this resulted in terms of putting together a really enticing program that answers industry's needs. But the feedback that we got from our first cohort of graduates who have only recently graduated in December suggests that we did succeed.
And you certainly did. With the move to digitalization and developing skills in machine learning and data science is very important. How do companies and students take the first step?
Well, I would say that a very good first step is to send your employees to one of the online offerings in the machine learning and data science space. Of course, I would suggest to talk to us at the University of Limerick, as our program was designed specifically with the Irish industry in mind. As an example of this, our program starts with a certificate in AI, which allows participants to very quickly get a feel for what data science and machine learning are, but also to test if they have the appetite for a full master's program. Fortunately, most of our students will continue after this certificate with the master's proper, and the students on the program, and of course also the first cohort that have just graduated, tell us that doing the certificate was a great way of taking the first steps in this area, whilst then the rest of the masters develops the deeper skills that they can directly apply in their day-to-day jobs.
Tell us a little bit about the delivery of the course.
Okay, well, first of all, it is important to note that the delivery is fully online, including all exams. Although COVID has put a stop to this, we used to only meet, believe it or not, once or twice a semester, just so that students could meet each other and their module and course leaders. So this was purely social. Well, part of it was social, and the other part was for us to get some feedback from students so that they could tell us about what went well, and of course also the things that could do with improvements. Other than that, all interaction is whenever the student has time and is undertaken whenever, wherever they are in the world. And I'm saying that on purpose because I know that some students have done online exams whilst waiting for flights, for example, in the United States. But I'm digressing a bit here. We have weekly scheduled events, and it is, of course, beneficial if students can attend those to ask us questions. That being said, these sessions are always recorded and available for later viewing. In general, we use 2-week blocks in which students engage with a topic, largely by doing assignments around these topics and discussing approaches and solutions with their peers and the teaching staff. The results of such a 2-week block is generally a hand-up, such as a Python notebook, in which students show how they have tackled the problem. In addition, students can test their understanding using online exams, which will also count towards their final grades. The result is a very flexible, student-centered and student-driven approach that yields what educationalists would refer to as deep learning. So this has nothing to do with loads of layers in a neural net, but purely with the type of really meaningful knowledge attainment that we foster in this program. It is also important to note that this program is a part-time program that takes place over 2 years. This makes it possible for students with full-time jobs and in many cases busy personal lives with young children and caring responsibilities to be successful in the program. It is also worth mentioning that the program includes a large project in which students demonstrate all the skills they have learned in the program. And last autumn, students from the first cohort presented their work, and I was extremely impressed by how adept they were at using machine learning, including all the data pre-processing and all the other nastiness that comes with real applications.
Could you tell me a little bit about the benefits of having the course online from the start? Because it sounds like a really smart move.
Yeah, I think this planned out really, really well. Having the course fully online has allowed us to do a number of things that would otherwise have been very difficult or even impossible. We have been able to offer places to students all over Ireland, including Northern Ireland, with face-to-face sessions, even if only a few times a semester. This would have been very difficult. Based on the success of the program, this now also allows us to offer the program to students outside Ireland. But I would like to be very clear that our main priority is to train the Irish workforce. But a more subtle benefit, and this is a benefit that surprised many of us, is the advantage that online learning can offer in terms of the deep learning I already mentioned. The approach we use, which is based on best practice developed over many years by international educators and researchers, is far closer to the way we learn in a natural environment. So the idea of class and lecture-based education is really a Renaissance idea based on the principle that everyone should have access to education and on ideas originating from the industrialization of the Western world, which suggested that education could be kind of a manufacturing process with the teacher as the machine operator. Now, this sounds a little bit over the top, but what this does result in is a knowledge push that is not natural. We learn far better if we are allowed and encouraged to explore and thus naturally experience the various theories and skills associated with a certain domain or task. The online learning paradigm that we use facilitates this naturally, and I think that is one of the main reasons for our success with this program.
Could you tell us a little bit about some of the companies and students that are involved in the Masters in AI?
Yeah, the companies and the students on the program are extremely varied. And that shows that there's a real desire in Ireland to benefit from data science and machine learning. I don't want to name names for fear of leaving someone out, but many of the big multinationals in the ICT industry with a base in Ireland have students in our program. We have a lot of interest from the finance sector, but also from indigenous manufacturers who, for example, are looking at ways of improving their manufacturing processes. And we also have a healthy interest from the internet services industry. In a recent meeting with a large chip manufacturer with several bases in the country, I was very pleased to see that three of our students from the first cohort were on the call where we discussed collaborations around AI and machine learning. And they took great pleasure in being able to quiz me for a change rather than the other way around.
You're speaking about the future of learning and where we see this going. And obviously with COVID, it's kind of fast-tracked that in some cases. Do you see many changes happening there?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not just COVID that's forcing us online. I really think that the future of teaching is online. That doesn't mean that face-to-face teaching will disappear. From a lecturer's perspective, there's nothing like being able to see a student's expression as it provides an enormous amount of feedback. However, In our online approach, we have shown that it puts students in the driver's seat. They control their own learning, and educators become facilitators of learning. As a further advantage, such online delivery facilitates what is seen by many as the other aspect of the future of learning, which is lifelong learning. It's much easier to upskill or even acquire skills in a completely new area if you can manage such learning alongside your normal work and family life. And that's really what online learning brings.
So we talk a little about, or you talk a lot about, the importance of facilitators of learning. Can you tell me a little bit more, elaborate more about this approach?
Absolutely, Mark. Yeah, the facilitation that I spoke of, so the facilitation of learning, was probably the biggest paradigm shift for us as educators. I have already alluded to the notion of the student being in the driver's seat in terms of their education and us supporting the student. The student then communicates with a subset of their peers and under the guidance of an e-moderator. The result is that we have moved from our normal hour-long lectures and tutorials and labs, in which we generally push knowledge and skills to students, to a system where students themselves discover what they need to know and the skills they need to complete their tasks. This type of engagement naturally adapts to the student and each student's preferred or their natural way of learning. And as a result, the learning is deeper and, very importantly, lasting. This whole process requires educators to change from what we call the sage on stage, something that we're very good at, but to being a facilitator who listens to the student's needs and responds accordingly, but also makes sure the student covers all the knowledge that they need to attain in any given subject.
So, you know, congratulations. The course is now one of SkillsNet's most successful and first cohort of students who've just graduated from your program. Are you planning on sitting on your laurels, or do you plan for further development? And I kind of know the answer, but I thought to ask.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Very good question, Mark. Because this was a new way of delivering a master's program for most of us involved, from the beginning on, we have carefully listened to students and actively engaged them to get as much feedback as possible so that we could really improve continuously. So this has resulted in almost continuous changes, both to content and to the method of delivery and assessment. And often these changes were even incorporated within the same semester. And I now see this as a hallmark of our program, and we will certainly continue this rapid response to student needs where possible. And then in terms of larger future plans, we have already updated the program and merged modules to create space for other content. We've updated modules to put more emphasis on topics that were of particular interest to our students and their employers. And we've optimized delivery and assessment to suit the busy lives of our students. All of this is meant to give our students as wide a background in machine learning as possible and to quickly respond to new trends or needs. And we will certainly continue to look for new opportunities to extend our offering.
So for people listening to the podcast and want to take the first step but hesitant, what advice would you share?
First of all, Mark, I would like to say I can fully understand anyone being hesitant about partaking in a part-time master's program. The fact that our program is part-time means that most of our students are full-time employed, often with young families and other good reasons for busy lives. Hence, taking on such a commitment is a big step. For this reason, and I have already mentioned this, so apologies for repeating myself, but we designed the program to start with a certificate in AI. This is the first semester of the program and allows students to dip a toe in the water, learn about AI and also the maths and the coding skills required to be successful in machine learning, but also to understand the commitment required from them. After this semester, successful students will receive a certificate in AI, which also grants access to the Masters in AI proper, which will then run for a further year and a half. So overall commitment is still 2 years, but students have one semester to assess if the full Masters is the right thing to do, but will still have a certificate in AI to show for their efforts also if they do not continue on to the Masters. But our experience is that students really like the certificate and that most are very eager to continue on to the Masters. And it is useful to mention that as a result of having this certificate, which, by the way, is something that ICT Skillnet insisted on, and I'm very grateful for their assistance, but because of this cert, we can give students who would not normally have the educational background to enter a master's program a chance to prove themselves in the cert. And our experience is that the majority of these students complete the cert successfully and thrive in the master's program. This is one of the most satisfying aspects of the whole program, being able to give those that may not have had an academic background or those that have an academic background in a completely different area an opportunity to prove themselves and earn their place on the master's.
After speaking with Dr. Papayan, I had the opportunity to speak with three of the students from diverse backgrounds that are taking the Masters of AI course. In the coming minutes, they share their thoughts about why they took the course, insights they gathered, and advice they'd offer to people enrolling within the course. The first student I spoke to was Dr. Michal O'Riordan. Dr. Mike, who is a consultant surgeon, is not your run-of-the-mill student, and as I asked him why he took the course and his insightful learnings.
Well, I think I understand the theory and practice of AI much better. We understand a lot of different techniques and different applications. There were some things that were quite unexpected, like the ethical aspects, which I thought was a really interesting module to understand the limitations as well as the application of AI. I also understood how multidisciplinary the whole thing is.
What advice would you offer to people taking the course to get the most out of it?
Well, I think that one of the things that I found most useful was interacting with my classmates. They were a very diverse, brilliant group of people with a lot of with vast experience in diverse areas and a lot of knowledge. And I found working with them was very, very insightful and helpful. But the advice I would also give is keep up to date. It's a fast-moving course. It's challenging, but very well structured. And I think the organizers recognized that people were coming from a lot of different backgrounds and allowed us to develop our skills so that we were able to keep up with the class. But do keep up to date, plan your time well. Those are the main bits of advice.
Next, I spoke with Fabiola Faria, originally from Brazil, now living in Ireland, who is working as an SEO specialist. I asked Fabiola about the most insightful learning she took from the course.
So for me, the most insightful learning, I would say that there is so much to learn in a little fraction of time that I would dedicate more time on it. This first part of the course, which is the certificate of the course, is really such an amazing opportunity to learn about Python, calculus, and so much more than that. I would recommend to everyone start recapping as soon as possible. Also, more about probabilities. So we have all this in the course, in the first part of the course. I would recommend to recap all these topics.
What advice would you offer to people taking the course to get the most out of it?
I would recommend planning and scheduling their studies during the week, so you won't get lost with assignments, deadlines, and also being more curious about everything is a good thing. To get as much information as possible to help find different solutions. And finally, I would say that it really is demanding and you need to find the perfect balance between studies, professional and personal life. So find the way that works best for you. And don't forget to take your time to enjoy your family and relax in your spare time so you will get the most of it when focused on your studies.
Finally, I spoke with Colin Byrne, solution architect, and he shared the factors that determined him taking the course.
I guess the answer to that question would be career longevity, really. I've been working in IT for well over 25 years now, and I guess it just shows that the technology treadmill keeps on moving. So your skills that you have today are only kind of limited and they're finite. And, you know, you always need to keep abreast of the latest developments in technology and the various trends. So
now that you've completed the course, what have been the most insightful learnings that you've taken away?
Well, actually, I suppose undertaking an MSc, I guess it requires a lot of dedication. You need a lot of support from your family. So it was very, very difficult at the start just to get back into kind of academic thinking. I've been out of the kind of academia for about 20 years, so it took a while to come up to speed. I wouldn't say the course got easier as it went on, but once you get into it, you kind of build up and you kind of come up to speed quite quickly. So you find it easier to manage the kind of work-life balance. So yeah, work-life balance and throwing kind of college in or university into that is something to be aware of. One big positive I got from the UL course is that I learned as much from my fellow students as I did from the actual course material. And I'd say that's pretty much built into the course. It's hard baked into this particular course, where peer learning is a kind of a key tenet of the structure of the course. So I was lucky, I guess. The student cohort that I was involved with were very experienced, very informative, and they were willing to share and they were encouraged to share. So I said peer learning was definitely a big, big, big plus for the course.
In this podcast, I spoke with Pepijn van de Ven, course director of the University of Limerick's part-time and online Masters in Artificial Intelligence, Ireland's largest master's program in AI. Pepijn told me about the important role ICT SkillNet industry played in the development of this program, and the specific focus of the program on upskilling the Irish workforce in UL's fully online program. I was very interested to hear that the program is fully conducted online, including all exams, and that going online has meant a complete paradigm shift for Pepijn and his colleagues, and how this has had such a positive effect on the student experience. I also met some of the students on the program. Professor Michael Reardon, one of the students from the first cohort who graduated recently, told me about the importance of peer interaction and how such interaction is fostered within the program. He also mentioned the unique ethics element of the UL course and that students should be prepared to work hard, but the UL supports students with a well-structured program. Fabiola Faria, a current student on the program, told me about the opportunity she's had in the certificate part of the course to learn about Python and refresh her math skills and knowledge. She also spoke of the necessity to have a good study plan and keep time for family and friends. Colin Byrne, who has also recently graduated from the course, spoke of the opportunities he believes the Masters in AI will give him in his career, and spoke of how the UL course supported him in getting back into routine of studying after 20 years in industry. Colin was also very positive about how the UL course makes peer learning and communication central to the learning experience. He thought this was a big plus for the course. You can learn more about UL's part-time online Masters in AI on the UL website at www.ul.ie/gps/artificial-intelligence-msc-online, or by contacting Pepijn van de Ven at pepijn.vandeven@ul.ie. As students on this course are normally entitled to SkillNet funding, please also check www.ict-skillnet.ie/training/national-msc-in-artificial-intelligence-online for more information on this financial support. I'd like to take the time to thank Dr. Pepijn and the three students of the Master of AI course at University of Limerick for being part of our podcast. Until next time, take care. Bye.